Welcome to the Navigating Baby Loss podcast, where we talk about our stillborn babies. We don't hold anything back here because this kind of loss lasts a lifetime, and I'm here to walk with you through it. I'm your host, Jennifer Sen, and I'm a mom of stillborn twins who learned to navigate guilt, pregnancy, and life after loss. And I'm your guide on this journey. I'll share my own stories and lessons I learned in this experience, and I'll introduce you to others who are willing to share their inspiring stories and talk about the ways they're learning to cope and heal from this profound loss. This podcast is for anyone who's suffering, no matter how long it's been since your loss happened. It'll bring you hope, inspiration, and show you that healing is possible. I'll teach you the tools I use that help suffering loss moms go from feeling broken and hopeless to living a life of joy they never thought was possible. So sit back, relax, and let me show you the way as you are navigating your baby loss. I'm so glad you're here. I knew that I needed to do exactly what I teach other people. It's the heal method and call my coach. I'm Jennifer Sen, a certified life coach, married mama of two sons, twin angel babies, and a rainbow baby, and this is the Navigating Baby Loss podcast. I'm on a mission to help stop the isolation, shame, and lack of self-confidence that often comes with stillbirth loss, and to show you that you still deserve to live the life you've dreamed of. Pull up a cozy seat, pour a cup of coffee, and prepare to hang out with a caring friend who's been through it and can show you the way. Welcome to the Navigating Baby Loss podcast. This is episode 21, and today I'm talking about anxiety. And I'm talking to you about this today because this is something that I have wrestled with this week myself. So I thought I would just turn the mic on and tell you my feelings in real time, just in case this is something that you're dealing with right now too. And you're feeling alone. I think this is a common occurrence for women in general, and especially loss moms. And when you kind of feel out of control of your life are the times that it seems to show up. And it really showed up out of nowhere for me. We had a great weekend. My husband and I were getting things winterized. We live in Buffalo, New York. So at the end of October, it is time. It is time to put all of the porch furniture away and get things buckled down because there's going to be some windy, wintry days coming up soon. And we just need to be ready. You take advantage of the beautiful days when you can because some ugly days are coming. So we had a great weekend. We spent time apart and together and got things done. And it was really great. Then Sunday came and he works out of town and he needed me to go with him to get a rental car. We went and picked that up and I ran to the store and then I came home and I did some cooking and my son came over with his girlfriend to spend the afternoon and it was turning out to be another great day. One that wasn't full of work like we'd done the past couple days. So I was really looking forward to it. But I sat down and I looked at my husband and all of a sudden he could tell that I was teary. And I started to cry and I don't know why. And of course, he starts right in. What's the matter? What's got you upset? What's happening? What's making you feel this way? And I truly did not know. And I think you will understand me when I say that sometimes you just don't know. I tried to stuff it down because that's what we do, right? And I stuffed it down, tried to think of other things, tried to just not notice it, but I could feel it in my stomach. And when anxiety hits me, it is deep in my core and it sort of radiates all the way up to my shoulders. It feels almost like a shivering feeling, even though I don't shiver. But it sort of feels like that inside of my body, in that area of my body, in the center of my body. And I will be honest, I haven't had anxiety like this in quite a long time. So it did take me by surprise, and I did start searching for the reasons. But I truly just couldn't come up with anything, and I chalked it up to just being tired. I guess I'm just really tired. I think I'll go to bed early tonight, and I got him all ready for work. He left later on that afternoon. I kind of just sat by myself for a while and then went to bed early. And then the next morning, I got up and it was worse. I could tell instantly that things were worse. And he called and he instantly, you know, what's the matter? What's got you thinking? What's got your brain going? You better call the doctor. What's the matter with you? There must be something off. All of the things that men typically do to try to fix us, right? When we're feeling down or feeling sad. I just didn't know. I could not come up with a reason, but I just knew that this was how I was feeling. And really struggled through the rest of the day, just feeling frozen. I couldn't move. I mean, I got up enough to get dressed, make some coffee, just do what I had to do, but there was nothing extra going on. I just needed to just be. And I spent that day and called my sister. She's usually good to listen to what I've got going on and try to work through it, but nothing was really coming up. It's just one of those things. So that night I didn't sleep. I was up at 3:30. I went to bed at 11. I was up at 3:30, struggling through, back on the television and the computer, whatever I could to try to distract my mind from this feeling that I was feeling that was really unexplainable. And then the next day, Tuesday, came and I needed to run some errands. So I got in the car. And I knew today was the day. Today, I needed to focus on what did I need to do to get myself through this. I mean, I teach this stuff, right? This is the things I teach here and to my clients. Like, I certainly am no stranger to these kinds of feelings. It's just not usually me. But I knew that I needed to work through my own process that I know works, and that I needed to do it before I fell into a full-blown depression. I knew that I needed to do exactly what I teach other people. It's the heal method and call my coach. So I got in the car. I love a good podcast, no surprise. As divine intervention would have it, before I even had my coffee, I popped in one of my favorite podcasts, and it just never ceases to amaze me. But it was exactly what I needed to start digging me out of my slump. His name is James Wedmore. He's a sort of a business mindset coach. And he had a podcast on manifestation. And some of it's a little bit woo-woo. Anytime you talk about manifestation or visioning and these kinds of things, sometimes it gets a little harder to understand. And I do understand it, and I definitely do subscribe to it. I have lots of evidence in my life where it has taken place, and I am a believer. But I guess at that point in time, I wasn't really feeling it. And I'll definitely link that episode to that podcast in my show notes so that you can reference it if it is something that you're interested in. Definitely manifestation. I mean, obviously, he pitches it more towards business, but in your life in general, it works. So I thought I'd bring a little bit of that to you. Just the bare bones of what manifestation is and what he talked about, and then the process that I did to turn the bus around and get myself back out of it. Manifestation, the bare bones version of manifestation, is it's all about frequency and vibration, about the frequency that you put out and the vibration that you're getting from others, giving to others, and how, basically how you experience your life. It's having you just get very clear on how and what you want and how you want your day to feel. And when he said that, how you want your day to feel, I knew it wasn't how I was feeling right then. I knew this is not how I wanted to feel. As he was talking, something really came up for me that I knew to be true. And that was that the biggest breakdowns happen right before the biggest breakthroughs. And it was something that we always taught when I did business coaching, but I know it to be true in life very much as well. The biggest breakdown most of us have in common is definitely our loss of our babies. How that also can be the biggest breakthrough to who we are and who we've become as people since that experience. He asked in that podcast to write down five things that you've already manifested in your life. Maybe it is your partner or your spouse or a job that you have or a degree that you worked really hard for in college, even the ability to get pregnant. Then reverse engineer that process and write down the steps of what you did to get there. How did you meet your significant other? How did you make that decision to go to college and enroll? How did you maybe see that infertility doctor to get the process going to become pregnant? Once you do that, you'll see that you are capable of manifesting anything in your life that you want. The confidence relies in the knowing. And once you have that knowing, how does that feel in your body? And as he was saying that, I could start to feel the relief coming. I could start to feel that my body was feeling a little less jittery and a little bit more knowing that whatever it was that is got my anxiety on high right now is going to be, it's going to be okay. That I will get through it, because that very possibly means that there's something bigger coming up. I'm up to a lot right now, and I have a lot of great ideas and a lot of great things in the works right now, and I am really more confident right now that this is why that anxiety gripped me. A couple of examples he gave that I loved as far as having that knowing that if you create this manifestation and you feel like it's just going to happen, some examples of that are like when you buy something from Amazon, right? You buy an item from Amazon and you know it's coming in 2 days. And you're really excited about it getting there in 2 days. But in the meantime, you can just be confident and comfortable and rest in the fact knowing that it's on its way. And that's really a great metaphor for how it works when we manifest something. So whether it's money or a relationship or maybe a new baby, if you are manifesting something in your life, you just need to set it out there and know that it's coming and rest in that. I needed to work through the process the way I teach everyone else to. And so I went through all of the possibilities of what it could be causing me to feel this way. Am I good enough? Should I have made different choices? Am I a good mother? Am I a good wife? Am I helping women dealing with their baby loss like I want to? I needed to really explore all of these feelings because that is part of my heal method that I teach other people to do all the time. And so experiencing it myself looks like this. Feeling the hurt. What is it that's got me so keyed up? What is it that's bringing tears to my eyes? And just feeling it and really being okay that I didn't have an answer because I knew that I was feeling it and I needed to work it through. And the next step is to empower, knowing I always make it through this. The biggest breakdowns happen right before the biggest breakthroughs. That I know to be true. And I can empower myself enough to know that I can do this. I've been through worse things before than this, and I can do this. Then accepting. This happens. Sometimes anxiety shows up. It happens. It will happen again. And it's normal. It's normal to have these feelings creep in. And it doesn't mean that I'm not doing something I should be or that I should be doing something I'm not. The last part of it is for me to live. And for me, it's a lot of deep breathing. I can literally feel anxiety releasing with every breath. My brain will process through this series of thinking, this loop, a few times. But by the end of the day, I could feel my energy starting to return. And that tingly, sicky feeling was starting to go away. I talked to my coach, which always brings me right back to reality and eases my mind. It's so helpful to have someone listen objectively and point out some things that they hear that you don't hear and that you can't hear. I called my sister. She came over. We did a little workout, which was a great thing to end the day with. And by the time my husband called, at the end of the day, he could hear a difference in my voice. I'm not telling you this to make you think it's easy or a quick fix. And I've definitely had periods of time where it lasted a lot longer. But what I am saying is that with a vision of how you want to feel, how is it that you want your life to be? How do you want to feel? Setting that intention and then having a process and someone that you can talk to and go through the process with makes all of the difference in the amount of time that you spend suffering with it. So I was able to turn it around in just a couple days. Today I'm tired and I'm feeling better. It takes you by surprise. And I just want you to know that this does happen. It's normal. And by having the tools that you have access to, you can turn it around in a much quicker, easier way. So I hope this was helpful. I thought it was important to get on here and tell you in real time what it feels like, how it is to be able to stop those thoughts in their tracks and work through the process and how much better you can feel, what a difference 24 hours makes. 24 hours can make all of the difference. And sometimes if you can just hang on and hang in there through it, and actively seek the support that you need, you can lessen the suffering by so much. So I hope this was helpful. Send me a note. Let me know what you think at navigatingbabyloss@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm sending you so much love and healing. I sincerely hope this episode was helpful, and if you would like to help other parents who are suffering their own stillborn loss, a great way to do that is to hit subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review, because that is the quickest way that this podcast will show up for them to find it. They and I would be so very grateful for a minute of your time. New episodes are released every week on Thursdays, and you can access all the show notes, links to this episode, and info on how to contact me on my website at jennifersen.com/podcast. While you're there, grab some free, helpful resources. Until next time, I'm sending you so much love and healing.